WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police released new video Thursday evening showing how the suspect in the Charlie Kirk murder escaped from a campus building after firing a single shot. The suspect can be seen running off the side of a building, scaling it, crossing a street, and running into a wooded area. That's where officials say police found the suspected weapon. Governor Spencer Cox says that the public's been very helpful with the information they've submitted.
The public has answered our call for action. So far, we've received more than 7,000 leads and tips. I would just note that the FBI hasn't received this many digital media tips from the public since the Boston Marathon bombing.
A midshipman at the U.S. Naval Academy is in stable condition after being shot as security personnel were in the process of clearing a building, according to a U.S. official. It happened during a campus lockdown. Two people killed in a helicopter crash outside Allentown, Pennsylvania, Thursday. The NTSB will investigate. This is ABC News. There is good news and bad news to report about poverty in America. More people managed to rise above the poverty line in the latest government estimate.
The glaring exception in the Census Bureau's income, poverty, and health insurance coverage report is the fastest growing population, those over 65. Based on pre-tax cash income, the percentage of seniors in poverty rose to 9.9% last year from 9.7% in 2023. Every other age group either saw gains made against poverty or remained steady. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez was sentenced Thursday to 4.5 years in federal prison for her role in selling her husband's influence in exchange for gold bars, cash, and a luxury automobile. Prosecutors say Nadine Menendez was an intermediary between the senator and New Jersey businessman seeking political favors. Her husband's already serving an 11-year sentence. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Washington Commanders tonight here at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jaden Daniels named the NFL Rookie of the Year last season. The Packers' Micah Parsons asked what it was like playing against Daniels.
Oh, man, it's hard. He's just one of them guys that, like, contain the whole time. You can power him. He can go through the A and B gaps, get outside of you. It's hard, you know what I mean? And just let him know, you know, it's just got to go out there and play hard.
Baseball, the Brewers losing 6-3 to the Rangers. It's the first time since opening weekend the Brewers lost a 3-game sweep this season, and only the third time since Pat Murphy took over as the club's manager.
It stinks. We haven't had too many of these. I know in the last 2 years this is the third time we've been swept, right? Yankees, Phillies, and Yankees on the road, Phillies on the road, Rangers on the road.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, some patchy fog in the overnight. Light east winds and morning lows in the mid-50s. After the patchy fog Friday morning, mostly sunny skies will prevail. South winds 5 to 10, highs in the lower 80s. Could see some showers and storms late Friday night. It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here in the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, every once in a while, we take a break from politics and do something a little bit of fun. And if you've been listening to my show for a while, you know that I'm a semi-has-been retired violinist that loves music of all kinds. And you also may recall that back in February, I attended a fundraiser. And this incredible band played at this fundraiser, and it turned out that they were a girl group that had come together and helped been fostered and mentored by an organization called Girls Rock. Well, we've got them here today. We've got a special episode of this program coming to you from the Cactus Club, just over the bridge to nowhere on the near south side of Milwaukee. Yes, I mean that home bridge. And we're going to be rocking out with a couple of these bands. They just got done with, yes, band camp. I went to orchestra camp, arguably more nerdy than band camp. We're going to be meeting with the band members. We're going to hear some of their original music. But of course, folks, I've got to give you a little bit of today's news. Donald Trump back at it again this morning, signing executive orders criminalizing flag burning and eliminating cashless bail. We'll see what the legality of those will bring as legal challenges are certain. Because I know what we all want. Only rich people being able to get out of jail when they're accused of heinous crimes. Us regular folks, well, we're just schmucks. Donald Trump wants to make sure regular folks, though innocent until proven guilty, actually stay in jail pending their trials. Also, the National Guard in Washington, D.C. now armed. I'm sure that's what all those good guardsmen and women imagined when they signed up for the Guard. Helping their fellow neighbors and friends and family recover from national disaster and, oh yeah, engaging in law enforcement, which they weren't trained to do, again, with those same friends and family members. Now, the end knows of their M14s. Boy, it's getting real. Donald Trump also promising today to send more National Guards men and women to Chicago and Baltimore. Weird. Are those black mayors? Yes, I think so. J.B. Pritzker this afternoon, I was listening to his comments in response of the president's threats, quite animated this afternoon, pointing out that 8 of 10 of the nation's top murder states, meaning highest rates of murder on a per capita basis, are what? States entirely controlled by Republicans. Weird. I don't see Donald Trump sending National Guards men and women to any of those states. They are, just by the way, Mississippi, Louisiana, New Mexico, Alabama, Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Nevada. And of course, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, has been trolling Donald Trump relentlessly. Have you seen any of these memes? They're basically like the Newsom version of Donald Trump, Truth Social posts and the things that AI generates where he's charging into battle and whatnot. Well, the right has lost its mind, and so Governor Newsom is doubling down. You can now buy Newsom merch with all of these ridiculous Newsom tweets and AI images. I know I'll be surfing the internet after the show looking for that. And don't worry, J.D. Vance is on it, that whole pesky Russia-Ukraine thing. He has announced yesterday on the Sunday news shows that Russia's made concessions. So I was curious. I thought, let me see what these concessions are. That Ukraine will have security guarantees. Well, that would mean that a foreign adversary doesn't violate its sovereign boundaries and come try to take over. So, yeah, that. That they'll have territorial respect from Russia. And that Ukraine will run its own government. Let's see here. Checks notes. Yeah, that would be what being a country is that isn't invaded by Russia in the first place. So I don't get what J.D. Vance calls concessions. Sure sounds like that's what Putin has wanted the whole time over. And oh, yeah, again, what Ukrainians would like, which is Russia back across its boundaries. With that, we've had enough of politics this afternoon. Let's get into the fun stuff. I am so excited to have with me the lady who founded this organization, keeps it running on a shoestring, and helps give girls the chance to rock out. Her name is Mary Joy Hickey. She's the executive director of Girls and Ladies Rock. Welcome to the show, Mary Joy. It's so nice to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, Maggie.
Okay, so when, how did this all come to be? When did Girls Rock start? Who helped get all of this going in addition to you? And what's your purpose?
Sure. So I do need to clarify that I was not the founder of Girls Rock Milwaukee itself.
Okay.
This organization was actually founded back in, the kickoff meeting was on December 12th, 2012, a very memorable day.
Yes.
And that was with Val Lux and Ashley Smith. Val mm-hmm. is from Pie Inc. Restaurant Group, so runs Honey Pie, Palomino, Comet Cafe.
You mean Palomino right down the street from this, the Cactus Club here on the near south side? Yes, I love all of her spots.
Yes, like right next door. And then Ashley Smith, who's the owner of the Live and Fine shop in Bayview here.
Very nice.
So they had a kind of a call for interest that December evening. And the summer of 2013 was when the first Girls Rock Camp happened. I remember going to the showcase and just like crying, just tears streaming down my face. It was so powerful. And so there was
what
just,
about it made you cry, Mary Joy?
I think because music had been so important to me in my journey, especially as a youth growing up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, is where I grew up. And music just was always my thing. And it was such, it was what really saved me, I think, as a kid. It provided a sense of confidence. It provided a sense of belonging, and to see that being nurtured and those opportunities created in a way that I didn't have access to growing up in Stevens Point, it was really powerful. And also as powerful was the parents that were reacting of like, I wish this had been around when I was a kid and the other right. attendees. So I was one of the co-founders of the Ladies Rock Camp, which then kicked off. Planning happened throughout 2014, and then we had our first camp in January of 2015.
So this has been going on now for Ladies Rock 10 years, and 10 years. For Girls Rock, I don't want to do math on the air, I think 17 and a half-ish, 18. We'll just call it 18. Did I do the math? I'm not doing the math.
I think
right.
it's 12. Yeah,
I just added camp five season. In there. Yeah, again,
let's
math
keep it
on
going.
The radio.
Five never, more.
Yes, five more. So what is the fundamental driving theory or idea or value or mission that you're trying to accomplish with both Girls and Ladies Rock?
That it's okay to be yourself and to take up space and to use your voice, and that you can learn things and you can collaborate. There's a lot of, I think, leadership development that happens when you have to negotiate a creative project where there's no right answer. This is not like a math question that, you know, that there's a specific way to solve it. You're coming in and you're learning how to channel what your creative perspective is in collaboration with others, and working through the conflict of that, working through the mutual shared decision making, and then not just only for the artistic sake of it, but also for the performance aspect of getting up and doing something brave, something that's hard, something that scares you so much, but then once you do it, it's exhilarating. And if you can do that, what else can you do in your life?
I love that so much there. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a real special show for you all this afternoon. I'm here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side. We're celebrating women in music, specifically through an organization that's been around for nearly 15 years. That's the Safe Calculation. Girls and Ladies Rock. We've got bands here this afternoon. You're going to hear some of their original music. And I'm sitting here with their executive director, Mary Joy Hickey. Of course, a couple of things that I wanted to lift up there, Mary Joy. The first one was the idea of collaborating and sharing ideas and deciding how to proceed when there's no clear answer. Every single manager or business owner out there, anybody who has worked on a team at work, knows that is the dominant framework that we have to move through life. People have different ideas, and we've got to be able to talk about them, weigh pros and cons, maybe try them out, and be flexible, and then work with other people in collaboration. So much more valuable, I think, to do that in a creative and fun enterprise than it might be to learn the right or wrong answer on a test. I love that. And to take up space to be yourself. Tell us a little bit about the band that we're going to hear from in just a few short minutes here. The ladies' names, the young girls' names, and their style of music, and a little bit about the camp that they were just at.
Yeah, so the Girls Rock Camp band that you're going to hear shortly, they're called Concentration 64, and they formed at our Session 1 camp that happened earlier this summer. We have two camp weeks currently, so it's a week long where you come to camp, you are assigned an instrument, you go to instrument instruction, you form a band, you write a song. That's the goal of your camp week, is to write an original song with your band, and then they perform it at a public showcase on the Sunday after the camp week. So for Session 1 that happened back on July 20th at Vivarium on the east side.
Love Vivarium. Great new venue.
Yeah. So you're going to hear the band that closed out our showcase back in July. And so we have Ellis on vocals, Feliz on drums, Elia on guitar, and Ember also on guitar, and then Scout on bass.
So I'm going to be super jealous of all of them, because I was taking violin by the time I was like 6 years old, which is decidedly uncool, very unsexy, and all I ever wanted to do was play the damn bass. And I never got to play bass until I was much older and had already kind of gone way down the rabbit hole of the violin. So I'm super jealous of Scott in a very positive, uplifting way, of course.
Well, Maggie, it's never too late to learn.
Listen, you may find me at your next Ladies Rock Camp for sure. How do they decide on their, we've got a bunch of music, on what kind of song they're going to put together and what they're going to sound like? And do you assign them to the bands?
So I do assign the bands for both our Girls Rock and Ladies Rock camps, and that is one of the factors that I take into account. Assigning the bands is like the most beautiful logic puzzle ever. It's taking into account like the top instrument choice, as well as any special requests for friends, you know, if they want to be in a band with somebody else. But I do also look at, we ask for their top five favorite artists right now. So I do look at like what they're listening to currently. I believe our Ladies Rock application has a question about like, what would you like your band to sound like?
Right.
So that I do weigh that in kind of assigning the bands together to make sure that everyone's getting what they want to out of their
week. I'm going to put like a marker down here, Mary Joy. If I show up at Ladies Rock camp, I want the band sound that is going to be as far away from classical music and jazz as is conceivable. So, and maybe even like a little harder than Melissa Etheridge. Speaking of Ladies Who Rock, was at her show last week. Amazing. Where can people find out more about Girls and Ladies Who Rock and your organization if they themselves or might have a daughter or a friend that might be interested?
Yeah, so we're online at girlsrockmke.org. That's also our social media handle. We just finished our 12th camp season, but if you start following us now, you can look out for upcoming announcements on our camps for 2026, which I'm already starting to work on.
Amazing. We're going to find out more from Mary Joy, where they get the instruments, how do people find out more, all that good stuff. And we are going to finally hear from Concentration 64, their original material that they put together just this summer at fabulous, fun, very cool band camp in the coolest possible way. Concentration 64 coming up. Ella, Scout, Feliz, Ember, and Elia. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX in Mad City. More lakes, more cheese, more fun.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm just tired of male nudity. I don't ever need to see an old naked dude again in my life.
Yeah.
Like in the locker room, you expect to see a certain amount of nudity. Okay. Some of those guys walk around like they're, you know, proud and they're like,
yeah, they walk.
You should just not do that. You don't really want to make eye contact with anyone because you don't want to give people the wrong impression. You don't know what people are thinking.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WMDXradio.com/contest-terms.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, the thing I love most about doing radio is when my special featured guests are so excited they can't even wait for me to introduce them. We're having a very special, not super political, maybe a little dash show here on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm at the Cactus Club. We're celebrating women in music through an organization called Girls and Ladies Who Rock. These ladies behind me are going to play you an original song that they put together. They just met this summer at Girls Rock Band Camp. This is Concentration 64. Take it away. Go for it, ladies.
Thank you.
Put together this summer at Girls Rock. We've got Girls Rock and Ladies Rock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host this afternoon. Woo! You guys nailed it! Alice, Scout, Feliz, Ember, and Elia. I am so impressed. Sounded fabulous. We'll be
WMDX Madison. Come for the cheese. Stay because your car won't start.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police released new video Thursday evening showing how the suspect in the Charlie Kirk murder escaped from a campus building after firing a single shot. The suspect can be seen running off the side of a building, scaling it, crossing a street, and running into a wooded area. That's where officials say police found the suspected weapon. Governor Spencer Cox says that the public's been very helpful with the information they've submitted.
The public has answered our call for action. So far, we've received more than 7,000 leads and tips. I would just note that the FBI hasn't received this many digital media tips from the public since the Boston Marathon bombing.
A midshipman at the U.S. Naval Academy is in stable condition after being shot as security personnel were in the process of clearing a building, according to a U.S. official. It happened during a campus lockdown. Two people killed in a helicopter crash outside Allentown, Pennsylvania, Thursday. The NTSB will investigate. This is ABC News.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Washington Commanders tonight here at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jaden Daniels named the NFL Rookie of the Year last season. The Packers' Micah Parsons asked what it was like playing against Daniels.
Oh, man, it's hard. He's just one of them guys that, like, contain the whole time. You can power him. He can go through the A and B gaps, get outside of you. It's hard, you know what I mean? And just let him know, you know, it's just got to go out there and play hard.
Baseball, the Brewers losing 6-3 to the Rangers. It's the first time since opening weekend the Brewers lost a three-game sweep this season, and only the third time since Pat Murphy took over as the club's manager.
It stinks. We haven't had too many of these. We haven't had too many of these in our... I know in the last 2 years this is the third time we've been swept, right? Yankees, Phillies, and Yankees on their own, Phillies on the road, Rangers on the road.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Daniel Day-Lewis says he would have kept his mouth shut instead of announcing in 2017 that he was retiring from the movie business. During an interview with Rolling Stone, Day-Lewis dismissed his 2017 announcement. The three-time Oscar winner said about his retirement that it just seems like such grandiose gibberish. Day-Lewis added that he never intended to hang it up for good and says he just wanted to focus on other work at the time. His three Best Actor awards for the films There Will Be Blood, My Left Foot, and Lincoln are a record for a male actor. The
The 68-year-old Lewis said he never stopped loving the actual work, just guessing that The Irishman would be a real challenge to direct, even if you're his son Ronan, who is responsible for convincing dear old dad out of retirement so he could appear in his film Anemone, a story that explores the complexity of relationships between fathers and sons. Daniel also wrote the script with Ronan. You can check out the work of this father-son duo very soon. Anemone will be released October 10th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, some patchy fog in the overnight. Light east winds and morning lows in the mid-50s. After the patchy fog Friday morning, mostly sunny skies will prevail. South winds 5 to 10, highs in the lower 80s. Could see some showers and storms late Friday night. It's 57 at our studios.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, Rocker will be back in the studio with a Max Inc. preview. Also, it's our 500th episode, John.
And we're going to have a special guest that no one is going to tell me who it is.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Don't worry, I'll keep myself from singing along with this great old tune. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I want to first say a big, 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 huge congratulations to the band that was just on stage behind me here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side. We've got a special episode of The Maggie Dawn Show here for you all across the Civic Media Radio Network. We need to take a break from politics. One of the favorite things I like to do when I'm not talking about politics or reading about politics or thinking about politics or dreaming about politics is to hang out with some of my friends and listen to some great tunes and maybe have a nice beverage or two. This afternoon, I'm joined by some brand new friends from Girls and Ladies Rock. It's an incredible organization out of both Milwaukee and Madison that helps foster women's participation in and especially girls' participation in music, specifically rock and roll. You heard on the intro music here, little cranberries. I was getting some cranberries vibes from Concentration 64, the band that we just heard. And Cam from Appleton on the text line saying he's getting a little Garbage and Shirley Manson vibes. I totally agree. Very great, amazing original song that we heard from Concentration 64, and we've got one of their band members and her mom with us today. It is Feelies. She's playing the drums, and her mom, Emily. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. Okay, were you super nervous? What was it like, Feelies?
Oh my God, I was so nervous. Like, playing here on the radio was so much different than just playing when we were practicing. Like, everything sounded different because I hooked all of our instruments onto electro devices. We had to wear headphones, and it sounded so much different than I thought it was going to be. But it sounded really great, I'm going to be honest. I was super nervous, though.
It's really something to hear your own music in headphones when you're playing. It's very different. I'm so glad that you got to experience the sense of playing somewhere new and that it sounds different. How was the sound check? How did you guys have to like work out some kinks and get it going together?
Yeah, we had to do so many things. Like we had to, turn this up, turn this one down. Oh, can you make this like sound a little different? Like there were so many little tweaks that we had to do, and there was just like a lot of pre-work. I'm glad that we got a lot of time before we had to actually play.
Well, let's give, as you always should as a band, let's give some love to the roadies and the sound crew here. We've got great help from all of our gents from Civic Media. Thank you so much. And thank you to my senior producer, Jamie, making this happen, as well as Jacob on the boards in Racine. That song was called Lore Drop. How long did it take you to write that?
We did it in Girls Rock, which is a camp which you guys talked about. So we had a week to make it, so Monday through Sunday, I believe, but I think we performed it on Sunday.
Yes,
but we did have a week, and when we were making the song, there was different times of the day when we would be making the song or doing our instrument like classes, and it was like a whole, like it was like school but really fun and about music, and everyone was just really nice and fun and helpful and supportive, and if you had questions it was like just please ask anyone. It was
so always great. Feels good, yeah, when you don't have to be afraid to ask. Why the drums?
So throughout my entire life there was kind of music around me because my mother here, she was always in contact with Girls Rock and Ladies Rock, and she was in a band, and it kind of just inspired me. I had a drum set in my room, so I was kind of just like, it was just kind of normal for me to play music, and like I always had the guitar and the bass available because that's what my mom played, but she also had a drum set. So I kind of picked up on the drum set. I don't know why it was any different for the drums.
Because banging on stuff is fun.
On stuff is fun for a little kid rather than just playing some little strings. So I think that's why I probably just liked it more.
Very cool. So Emily, Mom Emily, you obviously had some involvement in Ladies and Girls Rock. Tell us about that and why you decided to enroll your daughter as well.
I did. I was a Ladies Rock participant, camper, I guess. I think their maybe second year ever, a long time ago. And it was, for me, just a fun thing that I thought would be fun for me and my sister, who was visiting from out of state, to do while she was in Milwaukee. And it kind of just turned into so much more. And then I was playing in bands for the next however many years. And I don't know.
And we've got a little music twinkling in from someone's cell phone. We're going to bring another one of the two ladies up. Thank you, Emily, for being here. Just because we've got some limited time, so we're going to say goodbye to Feliz and her mom, Emily. Amazing job on the drums. And we've got, the lead singer, Ellis, joining us. And you were on guitar, bass. The late Scout, the woman that I'm very envious of now sitting here. Congratulations to you both. Amazing job. What was it like? Let's start for you. You got to literally carry the band with the vocals. So what was this like being on radio and hearing yourself in the headphones?
You know when you see those like stupid like ASMR videos on TikTok, it's like you can hear all like the T's and the S's pronounced like really like.
Do you feel like you should be enunciating very much so, very specifically?
Yeah, I mean, because it's fun to hear. It's like just the sensation of hearing your own voice in like kind of a professional sort of.
Yeah.
Mix,
professional headphones.
Yeah.
Professional mix man. Yes, absolutely.
Shout outs.
It's weird. You see recording artists when they're in the studio and singing, right? And they'll pull one of the headphones off because the sound is so different. And for a singer trying to produce it, did you find it challenging at all, Ellis?
I guess not. I'm like, it's kind of weird. I have a lot of experience like singing into microphones and talking into microphones. So I guess this one was just really unique because of the mixing and the different effects that were on it. And also the fact that I just kind of, I was really late to sound check, so yes. I just kind of like showed up and
props
they were like, get
for that. That's near professional musician, like put me on stage and we can roll.
I came from biology class, man.
There you go. This is so much better than bio, I have to say. Now, listen, Scout, nothing happens in a band without damn good drums and bass. Otherwise, the wheels come off the bus. It's just chaos. Mm-hmm. How did you find yourself playing the bass? And when do I get to come slap the bass with you?
Well, you could do that anytime.
Okay, cool.
Basically, when I first started Girls Rock, I wanted to do drums so bad, but it wasn't in the stars, I guess.
Wasn't in the stars. Okay.
So I got bass, and at first I wasn't really happy because I thought it was like, you know, it's like, ooh, it's an okay instrument. But once I actually started playing it, I was like, I like fell in love with it. I was like, this is so cool. Like, this carries the band, and I just like, I've just been dreaming of playing it.
I'm so glad you're digging it. By the way, everybody had a great solo. I heard the little solos. I was particularly jamming out to your little solo earlier in the six-minute track. What was it like working together as a group to write the song and then get it together so quickly? That's a short amount of time at camp.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I mean, we got it pretty much like we just kept going.
Yeah. Except for both of us.
Yeah. Cool. I'm gonna ask.
Scout should go first.
Yeah. So you felt like it was pretty organic and like things came together fairly easily.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we all like connected very easily, and we just like got a kick starting the whole thing. It was really, really fun.
And for you, Ellis, like lyrics, who is in charge of that? Was it a combo effort? Mm-hmm. All that.
I think I wrote most of the lyrics.
Yeah.
I think Ember did a couple, like, some verses, but
yeah,
I think that it was really cool. Our band leader, her name was Izzy, she was really kind of our, like, stone upon which we built, I don't know how to phrase it.
Yeah, she was,
like,
the glue.
Yeah, she was the glue. But basically, we walked in, and she was like, so what's something that makes you guys mad? And we were like, what? And so then, like, give it a couple hours and we're all like crying our eyes out.
Sharing
our trauma.
Just immediately. the best art, right? Comes from something that's personal, right?
Yeah. We actually had a different drummer at first. She was awesome. But like, she kind of like was being like, I guess, really vulnerable, and
so
she started crying, and then I started crying, and we all started crying.
We just all bonded.
Domino
so
crying. Well, you guys started playing, and I was almost crying. So next time you're all having a cry fest together, just give me a buzz. We can do some, you know, group type music therapy. Yeah. Which, incidentally, folks, I am going to be talking about music as therapy coming up at 5 o'clock with Caitlin Taylor. She's a music therapist with Children's Wisconsin. Right now, we're having a special episode and special discussion right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We are with the band Concentration 64. They had their first live radio premiere of their song Lore Drop in an earlier segment. If you missed that, remember you can find all of our episodes at civicmedia.us/shows, as well as on Apple Pods and Spotify, anywhere you find your favorite podcast. But it's always better to listen live. You can do that via the Civic Media app for free, wherever you get your apps from. Well, we got two more ladies to get on here. Fabulous job. Kick butt singing. Definitely, if you don't know the Cranberries and Garbage, you guys got to start listening, because it's
Everybody,
okay. I'm getting young person disdain here. All of the parents are. I know about that. Well, they were my bands first, damn it. All right, next, ladies.
Oh, really?
Right. We have Ember and Elia, both of the guitar players. This worked out fabulously. You guys grouped yourselves perfectly. Welcome, Pop. You need those, otherwise. Which one's Ember and which one's Elia?
My name is Ember.
Hi, Ember. Hi, Elia. Maggie, really nice to meet you. Which one of you was helping with the lyrics?
I was.
You were. Okay, great. Tell us a little bit about that. What is Lore Drop about?
It's kind of about like having a situation with somebody where they didn't treat you right. The way I kind of describe it is it's somebody really close to you, and it kind of just changes your world. It's just more of experience based. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to get into that, but it's just about being treated not so well by somebody and how that kind of feels.
Yeah, that's something that all of us have to figure out how to deal with, because life means someone you love and is close to you at some point will disappoint you or hurt you terribly. How did you ladies come to the guitar? Are you enjoying that instrument? Do you have desires to branch out into other instruments? Let's start with you.
I've always known that I want to play guitar. I have been for a while, so.
And you, so you came to band camp a little bit with some homework done. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
You were playing already. And how did you start playing in the first place?
It was just another hobby, something that I wanted to do. And I thought if I got really good at it, maybe I could do more with it and have more opportunities.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have some background in. Music is the international language. No matter where you go on the planet Earth, you can sit down with a band and play music together. Do you both, let's start with you, do you plan on continuing with the band that you have created, mm-hmm. Concentration 64?
Yeah, definitely. I love playing the shows with all my bandmates. Writing songs is just something that I really enjoy, and being able to do that with other people is just very happy for me.
That's amazing. When is your next show, Ember? Go ahead. When's your next show?
We don't have one planned yet, but we are looking at like local gigs to maybe try playing with starting school and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of difficult.
When you got to go to class, a little difficult to get the jamming in. Ember, Elia, so great to have you with us. We've got to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to be back on the other side with Cactus Club owner Kelsey Kaufman. We'll talk about their fundraiser. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this special episode of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. Right. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every once in a while, we do take a break from the politics. Don't worry. There'll be plenty more to rage about by tomorrow this time, and I will have it covered. We take a break from politics because we need to do that for our collective sanity. Today is one of those special days. We're here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side, celebrating women and girls in rock and roll with an organization called Girls and Ladies Rock. For the last 45 or so minutes, we've heard from a brand new band, their radio debut right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A bunch of teenagers, ladies in high school. I don't want to call them girls. They're ladies, burgeoning musicians, if you will. They are part of the group Concentration 64. They met just a few weeks ago at band camp organized by Girls Rock. They played the song Lore Drop. If you missed it, I think it's very cool. Gives me very much a Garbage or like Cranberries vibe. You can catch that by checking out this show wherever you find your favorite podcast. Now, I am very pleased and humbled to be joined by the Cactus Club owner extraordinaire, Kelsey Kaufman. Thanks so much for being here, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me here.
And I should just start with this. Thank you for letting us invade your club on a Monday. You come out, you open it up for us to be here before you typically open your doors. We were just talking a little bit before we got on air. This isn't the first time you've had a girls or ladies rock band in the house, so to speak, here at the Cactus Club. Tell us how you first got involved with the organization.
Totally. So it's an honor to have you guys here today. The whole function of the space is to be participatory, so we want to open our doors all the time to folks that can use it for fun, good things.
Yeah.
I first got involved in girls rock, I want to say like 13 years ago, something about, or 10 years ago, it's only been around 10 years, but
we figured as a drum out that instructor, less than 15 years is the safe
okay,
metric.
Well, yeah, okay, so I'm still in the window
yeah,
of safety.
Yeah, you're good.
But came into it as a drum instructor because I play drums and friends of mine were involved from the beginning and have participated in various capacities since, but we've hosted a number of bands that have been graduates of Girls Rock at our block party, which is the first Saturday in October. We've hosted Girls Rock bands. So
very cool. Everybody mark it down. Cactus Club block party, first weekend in October. I expect us all to have a little family reunion then. That would be good fun.
Heck yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the Cactus Club and what it means in the Bayview and in the Milwaukee community. It has been here for a long time. This place is beloved. It is such an open and community inclusive space. I think that's such an important thing in these moments, to be in places where you know that you've got folks that will support and lift you up. Tell us what Cactus Club means for you and for the community, Kelsey.
Totally. So Cactus Club has been a music venue in various forms since 1958. It's been called Cactus Club, but the history of the building dates back to the 1880s, which is pretty bonkers. But it's been a space for convening social gatherings, mourning, organizing, learning, growing in various forms. And so for me, Cactus Club as it presently exists is really exciting because not only do we get do concerts, but we also do film screenings, we do seed swaps, we do book club. So there's so many different sort of multimedia ways to come together. And for us, we really think it's powerful to have intergenerational spaces to do such things. We can dance together. We can learn together. We can be excited about various projects together.
Yeah, I think one of the things, I've always lived in a city, and I deeply love leaving the city to go hang out in the country, in the forest, and like the beautiful Wisconsin Northwoods. But one of the things that I love so much about living in a city is being proximate to people and then being in spaces with people. And by people, I mean everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, the best parties have an 80-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Hells
or an 8-year-old, I suppose.
Hells to the, yeah, absolutely. tell us a little bit. You guys just got done with a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Tell us what it was for, and if folks are interested in learning a little bit more about what you were up to, tell us where to find out more.
Absolutely. So like I said, this building's 140 years old, and with that comes lots of beautiful history and some infrastructure that required some improvements and updates. So one of our initial goals was to get a ramp to the front door so that everyone can enter through the same front door, and Universal Design suggests just that. And we had been working on this project for about 5 years with the city and a ton of community partners. And at the last minute, we learned that the city wanted us to do a curb cut bump out. So we learned all about that. But that came with a surprise bill of about...
Bet you never knew what that was.
I'm learning so much about concrete and railings and permitting and DNS and DPW and how they work together.
The acronym salad. Yep.
Yeah, it's really it's a special thing. So with that, we had this kind of abrupt fundraiser so that we could make it all make sense, and had a boatload of folks that were really supportive, and it's been very cool. The mosaic is now up on the facade of the ramp. The curb bump out is gorgeous. Never seen a better curb in my whole life.
No, that is the best. This is the best curb ever. Wait. I'm drifting into politics. Sorry. And the mosaic, Kelsey, it's beautiful.
It's stunning.
Haven't been here in a hot minute, and I was like, ooh, this looks so pretty down here. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On accomplishing that. I think the idea of universal access and making sure everybody gets to come in the front door together.
And show up as their whole selves. And so that's really important. And the front stairs say another world is possible, which is this old abolitionist phrase. And I think it really embodies what we're trying to put forward, is a future that includes us all.
Yeah. Another world is possible from the one that we're in. We got to keep reminding ourselves that every day. Seems some days are a little harder than others.
Absolutely.
Before we run out of time, tell me, why the drums?
By the drums. My cool cousin played the drums, and I really looked up to them, and so that was the impetus, and so far it's been okay, because there's always a need for a drummer in this.
A good drummer. There is always a need for a good drummer. I have found that it either comes down to, like, a cool cousin, friend, or sibling, or a mom that makes you go to music lessons. Kelsey Kaufman, owner of the Cactus Club. If you haven't been here, please come down and check out this gem, this rock of the Bayview and Milwaukee communities, where everyone is welcome just as you are. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're going to want to stick around. We talk about music as therapy, as uplift, when we come back with a special professor on this special edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Newly released images of the suspect in the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk released by the FBI. Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason.
You're going to see a very distinctive T-shirt with an American flag and appears to have an eagle on it. There's also a baseball cap with a triangle on it. And a pair of sunglasses.
The person seen running across a rooftop at Utah Valley University, then jumping from the building to the ground and crossing the street. Charlie Kirk's body is now back in his home state of Arizona, arriving aboard Air Force Two, escorted by Vice President J.D. Vance. The British Prime Minister has fired Great Britain's ambassador to the United States over his past connections to Jeffrey Epstein. British officials say Peter Mandelson wrote emails to Epstein suggesting he believed Epstein's first conviction was wrongful and should have been challenged. Two people are dead in a helicopter crash outside of Allentown, Pennsylvania, Thursday. No word yet on what caused the crash. This is ABC News.